Blog Talk Radio.
By diploma on the wall. We don't get it for a dispensation by this government or any other government. We get it from the wisdom and understanding from the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub. See, he don't offer any certificates on the wall in order for you to study and understand his word. You simply have to love him wholeheartedly and seek after him. Once you that, you're in the prime position to understand the who, what, when, where, and or how. As to how the Most High comports himself and how you should comport yourself in his regard. Also in regard to one another and for strangers, meaning different nations. That being said, my name is Yamsuf Arif. This is the Real Talk for Real People show. A show that is designed to be intensive in its study. Archaeologists found it in its study. That you leave no leaf or stone unturned. And you take a bird's eye view, not to go back into a warm, fuzzy feeling of what we used to be, but to find out what mistakes we made to get us in the trouble we're in today. That takes extensive study. Intensive study. Morning, noon, and night. Sometime when you're awake at night. Sometime when you get up in the morning. Sometime double time. Yes, it takes intensive study. And not off the cuff or offhand remarks is not study. Okay? All right, we on point now. So, we see that a lot of things are going on in this universe. It seems that a whole lot of people are running from the plague. And they're not doing anything in Israel. Did you hear about 500? They accidentally threw away 500 doses of this vaccine because of the fact. Here's how the storyline goes. It was shipped to this facility. Now, they were trying to get at some other medicine. And so they moved these vaccines out of the cooling area and forgot, gee willikers. Well, some people never see it to make, but the lie they tell, lies, misdirection, chaos, and confusion. That's what they're good at. And you think I'm about to take a vaccine from somebody that misplaces vaccines? Come on. You misplaced the vaccine. Oh, come on, stop it. And then did you hear about the brother Goodson? That was murdered by a rogue white supremacist soldier, race soldier in uniform, undercover, in Columbus, Ohio. They fired the officer, and they ought to bring him up on charges. I saw a little bits of the tape, and I could see, and Ray Charles could have saw that. Stevie Wonder could have saw that. The phone and the man hand. And the police officer, he got a gun. Oh, Lord. Oh, he got a gun. Pow, pow. Put that gun down. You know, I already shot the man. Pow, pow. Put that gun down. Man, come on now. Stop it. This is going to be getting ridiculous. Their excuses. They use to murder us, mistreat us, abuse us, and dominate us. This is getting ridiculous. You can't sit in a living room. You can't sit in your car. You can't walk. You can't sit in your garage minding your own damn business. You just excuse after excuse after excuse after excuse after excuse. And I can assure you there's an excuse being made today, right now, as I speak. And we see, while we're too busy attacking one another, we're too busy being small-minded against one another. Our enemies are having a heyday. We're too busy killing one another, mistreating one another, abusing one another, and backbiting one another. See, we ain't got time to focus on our enemies. Oh, no, that's too serious. We got time to focus on one another, now, don't we? That's our problem. See, that's why we need these studies. We urgently need these studies. Oh, it's true. And last but not least, you see, we have mental illness in our communities. As a matter of fact, I got it in my family. We'll be honest about it. My immediate family. It's not a pretty sight. No, it's not. But I know this for a fact. Shooting them down or putting them in prison cells is not the answer to their mental illness. And a lot of these mental illnesses become because of the fact of spiritual demonization. A lot of these mental illnesses come about because of mania, defectiveness. And so we had to have a better solution for our mental ill people in our community, which is looking after one another, basically. Looking after the feeble-minded and the maimed and those that are defective. Now, shooting them down and putting them in a prison is not the answer. That's not the solution. That's why we need these studies. That and much, much more. Well, before we get started in our studies, let me bring my brother and friend on from New York City. Brother Cartrell, may the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot. All right. Shalom.
All praise to the Holy One of Israel, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. Shalom, family. Shalom, Brother Yam Sufari. May the Most High bless you.
Shalom, my brother. May the Most High bless you.
Yes. Hot topics, man. They're trying to get people to really want this vaccine by creating scenarios like, you know, y'all running out, people cheating, jumping the line. Nah. They showing people with Bell palsy after they get the shot, paralyzed on the left side, whatever side they get the shot on in their face. Oh.
They
sister showed, was a nurse. She took the shot. Showed, she got Bell palsy.
The bad part of the country. Right. They're not showing the bad part now, are they?
Well, we live in 2020, and everybody got a cell phone with a camera, so they can't hide too much, can they?
Mm-mm. No. So the sister was a nurse, Cartrell? She was a nurse, you said?
Yes. She said she would never have taken it had she known that the results was going to be what they were.
They paralyzed her on that side.
Yeah. They trying to say that Bell palsy doesn't last that long, but I'm sure that's frightening. When your left side is paralyzed, your face, you can't smile, you can't really chew, or you drool because you can't control that side of your face.
Well, she didn't have it before she took that vaccine. Now, did she, Cartrell?
No, she didn't have it before that.
Okay.
And then they show other people who got the same thing. So be cautious, be careful, be aware.
Mm-hmm. Certainly.
To the brother being shot down by the police officer, these police officers fear our people, armed or unarmed. And really, when you understand who we are and what our history is, the Most High put the fear of us on the other nations, which is why they come with their guns drawn and they shoot first and then ask questions later because of fear. If you're a trained police officer, you shouldn't have no fear of an untrained civilian. Right. If I'm a police officer trained and I'm fully armed, I got body armor on, and I'm trained, I should not fear unarmed civilian. And if I do fear, I'm going to call for backup.
Right. Well, sometimes you can sense their anger and hatred and fear emanating from them. You can sense it. I'm going to tell you the reason why. I went on the base today. The military base, and I know this certain brother. He's got this anna for me. I can feel it. I don't say nothing to him. He does. You can sense this certain brother, and some of us are just as worse as our enemies. And I was coming off the base, and I wasn't paying no attention in my rearview mirror. Now you dog, you off the base? That he's in a naval personnel vehicle off the base. I turned off the main fairway. Left and going through a rural back area to get to my home. And I happened to look up. The Most High said, look in your rearview mirror. And I see this naval police car. I said, huh, what are you doing back here? And then I made another Sharp left you. I said, let me see what he up to. And he didn't come no further. I said, man, you know, that's the fear you put on these kind of people, even the folk that look like us, okay? Because you said, Katya, Mose had a lot of problem with us too, okay? Mose had a problem. Our eminent leader had a lot of problem with some of us too, okay? So imagine this. And these people knew who Mose was. They knew who the God of Abraham, well, they should have known, who the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Then you got us, the walking dead Negroes and Negras, don't know anything about us. So they have that hatred emanating from them toward us too, truth be told, Cartrell.
You called it out before, Stockholm Syndrome. You become like your slave master. You associate yourself with him and fight for his causes while he's just using you.
Exactly.
Stockholm Syndrome.
Exactly.
You said that's a mental health issue with all of our people. We think we normal. We think we sane, but we've lost our identity. We identify after religion. We've been traumatized by slavery, and we think that functioning the way we function in America is normal. No, other groups of people don't function like we function. They don't live in the ghettos. They create their own jobs. They create their own businesses.
Right.
They teach their own children, right, and prepare them for the businesses that they're setting up. Our people don't do that. Why? Because we're family, and we've been broken up. We're broken people, like you said. And family usually fights each other harder than they fight people that they don't know.
True be told.
And I know that from experience. I had some mean fights with my brothers and sisters.
Right.
And it's a fearful thing when you got to fight a stranger.
Right.
So it's easy to fight your brothers and your sisters and, you know, family members that you know. But when a stranger cracks you in your jaw, what you going to do then? Then the dynamic changes. And you better learn the lesson quick, because there's people outside that your family that want to hurt you.
Yeah.
You can't always be fighting your family like we do. We kill each other, fight each other. Meantime, we're getting popped off
right.
by people that hate us.
Right. And you're right. You know what, Cartrell, in our studies, we found out that our ancient parents had to study on the run. They had to study on the run. They didn't have time to sit back and go to colleges and universities and whatnot. These brothers and sisters had to learn on the run. Okay?
They had to learn about Yah on the run, because they came out with skills, didn't they?
They and mad skills. Because you know why, Kyle? Because they listened to Mose. They listened to Mose, they learned, and they applied what they learned. Okay? That's how. All right, and you know what, Cartier, we always said about following orders, they learn how to follow orders. Not always, but often, but not always, and by not following orders, that's why they had to, we'll find out, and I don't want to get ahead of the story, that they had to wander around for 40 years because of their failure to follow instructions. And then the our young, stout brothers and sisters who didn't have the mindset that our old heads had, and they knew firsthand about that's imperative that you follow orders. And so that they were ready. They were ready to go over into Jordan and to Canaan. But the old heads, they were stuck in their ways. They were willy-less. They were Stockholm Syndrome. They were poisonous and toxic and toward Mose and toward one another. And you're going to find that out in our studies. And that's why following instructions is a central imperative to us as a nation. You have to humble yourself and follow instructions. Okay? Cadrell, my brother. Go ahead, Cadrell. Yeah. I'm sorry, man. Go ahead.
We have to put away fighting each other.
Exactly.
You mentioned they fighting Moses in the wilderness, but they wasn't ready to fight the enemies in the land of Canaan. He's scared of them, but he's going to fight Moses.
A man helping you. The same man helping you. You got toxicity poison against him. But you ain't thinking about the Canaanites. No,
thought about the Canaanites because they saw the Canaanites and said, oh, no, we can't do it. But we're getting ahead of the story.
Yeah, let's,
we carry that same spirit. We're so willing to fight each other, but our enemies are the ones that's really killing us.
Exactly. Well, Cartrell, let me try it again then. Why Yikra? Am I good?
There you go. Perfect.
Why, Yikra. I'm a bad man. Chapter 19 now. Y'all ready? Are you, Cartrell?
Yes, sir.
I got it. By George, I think he's got it. All righty. I'm going to give you a few seconds to get there, but may the Most High bless you, fellow students, by the study, intensive study. And once you've intensely studied the word of Yah, you make the right application. The Elohim spoke to Moses, saying, speak to the whole Israelite, not some of them, not part of them, not half of them, speak to the whole Israelite community and said to them, you shall be holy. Why? For I, Yah, your Elohim, am holy. You represent me. You are my ambassadors. You shall each receive his mother and father. You shall revere your mother and father. See, have y'all noticed on Mother's Day, mamas on street corners, you can't, it's so thick, people selling stuff, but wait till Papa Day come. You'd be hard-pressed to find anything. But the Most High said, you shall revere your mother and your father.
So mm-hmm. You started off with the first sentence that said, speak to all the congregation of the children of Israel and say unto them, you shall be what?
You shall be holy.
So this is the standard of holiness now we're reading. The first thing for the standard of holiness, you have to fear your mother and your father.
Right.
In order to be somebody that's considered holy.
Right.
And a lot of people don't respect or honor their fathers and mother.
Right.
And it doesn't matter how your father and mother is, you still got to honor them because they are your parents.
Exactly. My point is that, Dakota, I don't care if you don't like your mama, daddy. That is not your prerogative. You didn't come here to like your mom and daddy sometimes. And you didn't come here to judge your mom and daddy. You come here to respect their position and be fearful of their position, because the Most High holds you accountable for that. Well, my daddy, he didn't do nothing for me. Well, that ain't, the Most High didn't ask you all that.
Okay? That's true.
Yeah.
And with parents, there's that tension with their children, because I know I had it with my mother. I couldn't wait to get away from this woman. I couldn't wait. And my father, I was scared of him, because put that liquor stick on you, boy.
Yeah.
You understand where he coming from.
Exactly.
But as much as, you know, that animosity was there with my mother, she nagged me about doing what was right, and what she was supposed to do, because I was lazy. I wasn't listening.
Right.
And wasn't cleaning my room or, you know, doing the things that teenagers don't want to do. You want to hang out with your friends and you're trying to find yourself.
Right.
But I always honored my mother. I never disrespected her. So I see my friends disrespect their mothers, and it really, I felt it in my bones. Like, you disrespecting your mother like that? It's like, y'all crazy.
Yeah. And imagine this country.
You see their lives don't turn out too well.
Right. And imagine this country. You know, I'm gonna tell you something, a real big turnoff for me was a real big turnoff when I was dating. And if I was dating a certain woman, and the way she talked to her mother, that told me a whole lot about her. And I didn't want no parts of it. And I'm gonna tell you the reason why. I always felt the way you treat your mama, somebody that fed you, bathed you, and washed your nasty behind when you couldn't do it for yourself. And that's the way you treat her. Imagine the way you would treat me. No, I couldn't trust nobody like that, Cartrell. Okay?
And Most High saying the same thing about us, too. If you treat your mother and father like that, disrespectful, I know how you're going to treat me. So the way you treat your mother and father shows that you're not only honoring them, but you're honoring me. Because I put you through their bodies. You came through their bodies, right?
Right.
So if you don't honor them, then how you honoring Yah?
Right. You're not going to do it. It's virtually impossible, Cartrell. And he said, I am Yah. I am Yah. I am your Elohim. It said, and then before that, right after that, he said, keep my Sabbaths. And he said, do not turn to idols or make molten gods for yourselves. I am Yah. I am your Elohim.
And when That's why we have to be holy.
Right. That's prerequisite of being holy. What the Most High is saying is prerequisite of being holy. If you're doing what everybody else doing, well, you're not holy. And when you sacrifice an offering, a way of being to the Elohim, sacrifice it so that it may be accepted on your behalf in a certain way. It shall be eaten on the day you sacrifice it, or on the day following. But what is left by the third day must be consumed. It should be eaten on the third day. If it should be eaten on the third day, it is an offensive thing to the Most High. It is not acceptable. And he who eats of it shall bear his guilt of eating it on the third day. For he has profaned what is sacred to the Elohim. That person shall be cut off from his kin. I mean, you're taking these things lightly and for granted. These things are sacred. I've gave you codes and procedures in order how to proceed. But you just want to take it lightly and take it for granted. And you eating it after the third day, like it's just something, well, that's just what we do. No, it ain't what you do. It's what I tell you to do that makes this sacred. Okay?
And look how serious that is. You ain't murdering nobody. You ain't sleeping with nobody's wife. You took up an offering of peace, of well-being with the Most High, and he's instructing you, don't let it linger 3 days, and if it does, don't eat it on that third day. But you're going to eat it anyway on that third day. Once you
right.
do that, you out forever.
Right. He said, I should cut you off from his kin. And when you reap the harvest of your land, you should not reap. And here's how we take care of our poor and needy, too. When you reap the harvest of your land, you shall not reap all the way to the edges of your field or gather the gleaning of your harvest. You shall not pick your vineyards bare or gather the fallen fruits of your vineyards. You shall leave them for the poor and the strangers, for our poor and for the strangers, different nations who are living among us. Don't got it like that. Because I am Yah, I am your Elohim. I'm not asking y'all what y'all opinion are. I'm telling you what to do in order to be holy. You shall not steal. Right. Go ahead, Cartrell.
Because me and my son was watching this basketball coach. They're interviewing him. His name is Sam Mitchell. And behind
right.
Sam Mitchell, we got this plaque on the wall that says, because I'm coach. So when the players ask him why, he just got to point to the plaque. And the plaque says what? Because I'm the coach.
Right. And the same applies.
The Most High saying.
Right. The same applies to him because he's the Most High. That's that on that. That should answer all your questions. Why are we doing that? Because I'm Yah. I'm your Elohim. I make the rules. You should not steal. You should not deal deceitfully or falsely with one another. You should not swear by my name. Profaning the name of Yah, I am the Elohim. You don't swear by my name. You should not defraud your fellow, your brother or sister. You should not commit robbery. The wages of a laborer should not remain with you until morning. See, the Most High said, don't keep nobody check to the weekend. When that person works, you pay them for their work. And you pay them for morning time. You don't hold a check for 5 days or 7 days or 2 weeks. He said, this is how we do it. This is how we do it. The wages of a laborer should not remain with you until the morning. When they work, you pay them that when right then and there, when they done working. You should not insult to death. You know how we like to make jokey jokes. And that's why I was talking about mental illness. And this goes on along in that line of thinking. You should not insult to death, place a stumbling block before the blind. You should fear your Yah. I am the Elohim. Don't do that. You should not render an unfair decision. Do not favor the poor or show deference to the rich. Don't favor the poor or show deference to the rich. Judge your kinsmen fairly. Do not deal basely with your countrymen. Don't be coarse in your dealing with one another. Do not profit by the blood of your fellow. I am the Elohim. Don't make your profit at the expense of your brother or sister. You should not hate your kinsmen in your heart. Look here, a whole lot of our kinsmen, let's be honest about it. We do wrong to one another. Not only our blood relatives, but some within the nation. But even that being said, you can't hate them. You cut them off. You can't hate them because they yours. I mean, we can't cut we can cut each other off, but we can't hate them. He said, you should not hate your kinsfolks in your heart. Reprove your kinsmen, but you should set them straight, but incur no guilt because of him. Don't let your anger overcome you that you said or do something wrong in regards to your brother and a sister. You should not take vengeance. You can't even bear a grudge against your countrymen. Yeah. You can't even bear a grudge. I got something against Cottrell. Why? It comes up. He went to college. That's crazy. That's crazy, man. You bear a grudge against Cottrell because he went to college. Yeah. Him think he's something special. Man, that's ridiculous. I mean, see, we petty. Even the Most High knew how we was. He knew how we was, and he tried to counteract that and circumvent that. And he said, even that being said, you can't bear a grudge against the country. And he said, love your fellow as yourself. Love your brother and sister as yourself. I am the Elohim. You should observe my laws, and that in effect will make you holy. You should not let your cattle mate with a different guy. You can't mate different cattle. I mean, the cattle that strain should be the cattle that strain, and they should mate. But these people tell you, you can mate cattle. You can mate a cow and a buffalo. But the Most High said, you should not let your cattle mate with a different kind. You should not sow your field with two kinds of seed. You should sow your field only with one kind of seed, because that in effect you're taking care of the land too. You should not put on cloth from a mixture of two kinds of material. If you got on cotton, that's what you should have on cotton. If you got on wool, that's what you should have in your entirety wool. If you got on linen, that's what you should have on entirety. You should mix the two. If a man has a cardinal relationship with a woman who is a slave and has been designated, but that woman has been designated for another man, but has not been redeemed or given her freedom, there should be an one of them tongue twisters, God. Let me slow it down. Let me break it down. Indemnity. There should be a requirement. They shall not, however, be put to death, since she has not been freed. But he must bring to the entrance of the tent of the tabernacle, because he did wrong. Because this woman was already committed to somebody, even though she wasn't free. This person should bring as a gift offering to the Elohim a ram of gift before the Elohim for the sin that he committed. He committed a sin. And his sin, and that sin he committed would be forgiven him. When you enter the land I'm giving you, and plant any tree for food, you should regard its fruit as forbidden. For 3 years, it shall be forbidden for you. I mean, you when you got into the land, for 3 years, you couldn't eat of that tree. And I guess the Most High has his reasons. And it's not for you to ask. Follow orders. 3 years, it shall be forbidden for you not to be eaten after you plant it. On the fourth year, all the fruit shall be set aside for jubilation before the Elohim. And on the fifth year, may you use its fruit. Then you can use it. Reason why, that its yield to you may be increased. I'm telling you something so you can increase the production of your land. Okay? Why? I am Yah. I am your Elohim. I know what's going on. I know how. I am the greatest farmer and agriculturalist in the world. So I'm telling you this. The first 3 years, don't eat it. The fourth year, don't eat it. And the fifth year, you're ready to eat it. You should not eat anything with blood. You should not practice divination or soothsaying and witchcraft or sorcery. You should not round off the side growth on your head or destroy the side growth of your beard. Or, the sides of your head, the sides in the back. You shouldn't have rounded off, just like the Marine Corps does when you're a recruit. The Marine Corps does that when you're a recruit. They round off the side of your head. And the sides of your beard, you shouldn't cut off. On your side of your face, you shouldn't cut that off. The side growth of your beard. You should not make gashes. You know, and here's a lot of people, all you tattooed people, tattooed from feet to head, it's going to be a shocker for you, but you need to know this. You should not make gashes in your flesh for the dead or incise any marks on yourselves. So all you tattooers, Yumsu got one when Yumsu didn't know one, didn't know better. Yumsu, I'm going to be honest. Yumsu don't lie. I ain't got no reason to lie. Yumsu got a tattoo. But if Yumsu knew what Yumsu knew today, Yumsu wouldn't have one. And I strongly advise you stop tattooing yourself from feet to head without a tatter sense in your head because you don't understand the Most High. And he give you reason. He said, just like Cottrell said, why? Because he's the coach. Do not degrade your daughter. We don't make our daughters out of whores. The daughter of Israel out of whores. Okay? Do not degrade your daughter or make her a harlot. Why? Lest the land falls into harlotry. Lest the land becomes like that. They're the residual effects. When you hold your daughters out, and then you look around for good women to hold, all the women are whores because you made them like that. Don't hold your daughters out. Don't pimp your daughters out. That ain't nothing nice. Because the end result, all your daughters become going to become such. And it says this, that the residual effect. Let me reread that. You think you know everything. You think you got it all. But let me explain something to you. Let me reread that. Do not degrade your daughter because that's degrading. And make her a harlot. Why? Residual effect. Least the land falls into harlotry. It becomes, the whole land becomes like that. And the land be filled with depravity. There's a domino effect when you start doing that. And you can see it in these United States of America. The daughter of Babylon. You shall keep my Sabbaths and venerate my sanctuary. I am the Elohim. Do not turn to ghosts. You know, all you talking about the ghost story. And all that, the Most High said, don't turn to ghosts. Don't inquire.
How about the Holy Ghost?
Yeah, the Holy Ghost, all that. It said, don't turn to ghosts. And it didn't specify any. It didn't put any specification. It said, period. Why? Because he's the coach. Don't turn to any of them, period. Or familiar spirits. Why? Because they defile you. To be defiled by you. And we're going to find that out further along in this story. About how King Saul defiled himself, okay? And it cost him, and it cost him dearly. So let me advise something to you. If you're watching the ghost story, or a little nice story, oh, I just feel like I'm in love with the ghost story. Well, keep at it. Keep at it. It ain't going to work for you. It's going to work on you because the Most High said so, because he's the coach, as Cottrell said. Why? I am Yah. I am your Elohim, because I said so. And here's what I like, Cottrell. Ooh-wee, all you haters. Here's how the Most High tell you when it comes to, you know, I was talking to an age lady on the base. I think she was 67. And I spoke to her. I said, how you doing, ma'am? She said, how you doing? She said, what's your name? I said, you know, told her my slave name. She said, hey, oh. She said, that's nice of you to talk to me. I said, well, you're my elder, sister. I said, you got me by 3 years, but you was here 3 years before me. So I got to give you respect, man. You know, that's what I do. I'm going to give you respect. That's how we do it. You should rise before the age. You should get off your behind.
The hurry head.
Get off your behind and show deference to the old. You should fear your Yah. I am the Elohim. The reason why I'm doing that, because you need to learn to be respectful on earth to your brothers and your sisters in your age and show deference to get off your behind when they come walking up. Because if you do it to them, I know you're going to do right by me. If you don't do right by them, there's no way possible you're going to do it right by me. I'm teaching you. Show deference. And get off your behind when the aides come into the room.
And I see he said this more like a bodyguard.
Right.
He says, rise up before the hoary head and honor the face of the old man. Old man.
Right.
And fear Elohim, I am Yah. Because if you mess with the old man or the old woman or the hoary head, the Most High is there to bring judgment on you if you ill-treat them.
He's going to deal with you. And, you know, Katria, I see a lot of people in New York and in Chicago. You know, I was in Chicago for several years on the elevated train. And old people would get on there. They'd just be sitting down like the old folks. I'd get up. I said, man, woman, I said, you want my seat?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know.
Me too.
And I'm going to respect the age. I'm going to do what Yah says. And that's why I showed the sister, although she was my elder by 3 years, she was still my elder. And I accorded her deference because of her eldership. And I told her, you were here 3 years before I was. And she said, that made her happy. And you know, I'm going to tell you something, brothers and sisters. You don't know what people are going through. And just little things like that can make people's day. Yeah, I don't know what that sister was going through, but it made her day. She walked away just smiling. We just talking to one another like we know each other. You know,
I worked in a nursing home, right?
Yeah, you told me about that, Cartrell. You said you had to get out there before you caught a murder one charge. And I don't blame you.
But don't treat elders well. People do not treat the elderly well. And you can see it in this virus, right? They're saying it's affecting people in nursing homes the hardest. It shouldn't affect people in nursing homes the hardest. Why are they getting hit the hardest? Why?
Exactly.
Tell me why.
They're not taking care of
you're supposed to have all the precautions for them, but y'all ain't got none of them. And they got hit the hardest because they don't care about the elders. Like this particular passage is saying, we're supposed to honor them. If you go to the East or you go to Africa, you'll see children rise up when they see an elderly person and say good morning or good afternoon or good evening to them. And it's in their culture. Here?
Right.
Young boys was knocking old people out. One punch.
Yeah. I know. I think that's funny. Ain't a damn thing funny about that. Okay? And let me tell you something, Cartrell. And here's I think Jerry posed a question to Aviyah in this regard. Jerry was saying that the Old Testament wasn't given to different nations. Yeah, I concur with that to a point. The Most High made us holy so we could draw all nations unto the Most High.
Yes.
So people would emulate. No, the Old Testament wasn't given to other nations. It was given to us to be his ambassador. And we should be representative of him so to draw other nations to him. Okay? So that's why study comes into effect. See, if you study this, you'll understand this. But if you don't study this, you won't understand it, and you'll lean to your own understanding. No, this was given to us as his ambassadors, the nation of Israel. But it was not given to us alone, per se. No, strange nation can't do things in our land. But it's to draw these nations to the Most High. We're representatives. We're ambassadors of the Most, each and every one. We are a holy people.
Is called servant. We are the servants. He didn't choose every nation. He chose our nation to be his servant, to serve him, to bring his word to who? Like you said, to other nations, the stranger. Why
the stranger.
Is he mentioning the stranger? If he's talking about, you know, just Israel, he wouldn't have mentioned the stranger. He would have said, kick the stranger out. We don't have strangers in the midst of Israel. But he's telling you to take care of the stranger, just like he's your brother. But if the stranger violates, he got to go. If he ain't following the rules of the nation, he got to go.
You got to rule.
It's just like with any other nation. You go to China and violate in China.
You got to
violate Chinese law.
They're going to throw
you
out. Have you do a little jail time. And it go and this line, Jerry, goes on to prove what we're saying. When a stranger resides with you in your land, you should not wrong him. Not unlike what we're being wrong here. The stranger who resides with you shall be to you as one of your citizens. You should treat people of different nations just like you treat this the one of your citizens. No better or no worse.
Not like America. We still trying to get our citizenship, right?
And they'll shoot you coming out of the
ground. Black Lives Matter.
Yeah. Unlike America. He says, you shall, okay, the stranger says, you shall love him, you shall love that stranger. A stranger who resides with you shall be as one of your citizens. You shall love him as yourself. Why? Because you were strangers. You are a different nation in the land of the Mizraim. And I, Yah, am your Elohim, because I said so.
He's pointing out the fact that you went through the experience that you went through for a reason. You
right.
know what it is to be a stranger, just like now. We know what it is to be a stranger, which is
right.
why Yah going to put us in that same position again. Don't
right.
treat people that are strangers in your land like strangers, like you were treated when you was in America, or when they
right.
were treating you like you was a slave, a nigger, and a gangster, and a gangbanger, and they was calling you all that. You cannot
right.
treat people like that if you want to be holy.
Right.
If you want to be holy, because this is the definition of being holy, how
exactly.
your spirit treats people, right?
Exactly.
What's the mentality? If I got a yard and you come in my yard, I'm shooing you.
Right.
You just can't come in my yard and eat my product. But according to Yah's law, guess what we got to do? We got to leave the corners of the field for whoever
right.
want to come in there, who's ever hungry. We got to leave that for them, right?
That's for
that's
your
a whole
poor,
different spirit, right?
Right. The poor of your nation in different nations, strangers in your land.
Yeah.
And he says, you should love him as yourself. For they were strangers in the, for you, because you ought to know. You were strangers in the land of Mizraim. And the reason why? Because I'm the coach. You should not falsify measures of length, any falsification. That's the codification, weight or capacity. You should have an honest balance, honest weights, honest ephah, and an honest hin. I Yah am your Elohim who freed you from the land of Mizraim. You shall faithfully observe all my laws and all my rules, because I am the coach. I am Yah. I ain't asking y'all. This ain't a democracy to be holy. This is what I tell you to do. Follow instructions. That's the kind of mind you got to have, brothers and sisters. If you ain't got that mind to follow instructions, you're going to be in a world of woe. And it's just that simple. Why? Because Yah is the coach. Just like Cartrell alluded to. Cartrell, any commentary, brother, on this study right here? If not, we'll continue on. So I'm waiting on you.
Well, this is a very important chapter, as they all are.
They all are.
It's the definition of what is holy. So the Most High is telling you to observe my statutes and my judgment and do them because he's Yah. And here it is, what we fighting for. We fight for just balances. We fight for just weights. We fight for righteous judgment, right?
Right.
We fighting for rights in America that the Most High is guaranteeing here.
Right. To everybody.
Not prostituting our daughters or cutting
right.
our flesh. Leaving the corners of our field. That the
right.
poor and the needy can eat. So we're going to have a poverty problem, because I'm not the only one who's going to leave my corners. Everybody who got a corner is going to leave corners for the poor and the needy. So we don't have
right.
to worry about homeless people not being able to eat or children not
right.
being able to eat, because they could go anywhere, you know, where Israelite got land and
right.
feel free to eat.
Well,
the most important thing, though, is how we treat each other.
Exactly.
Right? The
well,
most
they
I say,
well, they
thou
can say,
shalt not.
Right. Cartrell, let me interrupt you for 1 second. My apologies. I'm telling you this ahead of time. And I want to make this point here. Now, they could go to Cartrell land. Cartrell may be planting corn. Yam Suf may have grapes. And they said, well, we're going to go to Cartrell's land. He's planting corns because we're going to have corn on the cob. Yam Suf got grapes. We're going to have some dessert. See, the Most High looks out. You ain't got to worry about a $2,000 stimulus check. We take care of our own. Then we not only do we take care of our own, we take care of other nations too. That's what that would make you holy, okay? I'm sorry, Katja. Go ahead, my brother.
Since you mentioned that, the thing is, you couldn't be greedy. You couldn't bring sacks, like, to stack stuff to take home and sell it or whatever. If you was hungry, you went in my yard and you ate right there what you needed to eat. Got it?
Exactly.
So if I had apple trees and pear trees and peach trees and plum trees or whatever, you could come in my yard, what I left in my corners, and you could eat from that there. You can't bring no bag, like shopping bag, and start stacking, you know, taking it home. No, it's not that kind of party. Huh?
You could bring shopping bags that you eat. You get full, but you could bring no shopping bags.
No, you couldn't bring no shopping bags. And you mentioned the trees, that you had to plant the tree.
Right.
You had to allow the tree to grow. When the tree started producing fruit, you couldn't eat the fruit for how long?
5 years total.
5 years total. So what's happening in the meantime? That fruit is falling to the ground. The ground
right.
is being fertilized, which makes
right.
the root in the tree stronger, because you know you're going to get bugs and insects which fertilize and, you know, stimulate the ground. So you're going to
right.
get that, and that tree is going to produce, it's going to yield its strength. So Yah
right.
is showing us a science that Western man doesn't understand. You want to
yeah.
throw the tree in the ground, as soon as it starts producing, you want to start snatching off of it.
Right.
So
and
the
like,
tree is not going to produce its strength ever, because you didn't allow it to build up its strength.
Well, that's what Cartrell likes. I had to concur with Cartrell, because that's the best fertilizer, and natural fertilizer, that you ain't got to spray your trees down and whatnot. You know, if you do like the Most High tell you, because he's the coach, that's natural fertilizer. And that makes the tree strong and make the produce of the best produce after 5 years. And that's what makes us holy, following the coach. Go ahead, Katria.
So basic rules that we don't follow today. You shall not steal, neither deal falsely, nor lie to one another. Nope, we don't cut that today, do we? You should not swear by my name falsely, neither shall you profane the name of Yah, your Elohim. Facebook got Yah's name all on it, and none of them is following the rules we see here. You shall not defraud your neighbor, neither rob him of his wages that is hired. You shall not keep until the morning. Don't curse the deaf. Don't put a stumbling block before the blind. We don't fear Yah. We put stumbling blocks before the blind. You curse the deaf. You shall do no unrighteousness in judgment. You shall not respect the person of the poor or honor the person of the mighty. And we see that if you got money in the system, money talks and everybody else goes to jail.
Exactly.
He says, you shall not go up and down as a talebearer among your people.
Exactly.
Right? Basic instructions that we break every day. Every day
right.
we're calling ourselves Israelites. We're calling ourselves holy. We ain't following none of these rules right here. And these
exactly.
are the rules that we need in effect in order to be a holy people, a people that are going to produce positive communities.
Right.
Neither shall you stand against the blood of your neighbor. You shooting each other like it ain't nothing. What you looking at? What you looking at? And you pull out your gun, you want to shoot me because I'm looking at you.
Crazy, man. Crazy. Unholy.
It says, you shall not hate your brother in your heart. We walk the street, you got to be on guard, because you don't know if a brother going to run up on you and do what to you. Brothers, right? Don't hate your brother. We hate each other. We hate ourselves.
Right.
You shall in any wise rebuke your neighbor and not suffer sin upon him. So you got to correct brothers. Like, listen, man, we got
right.
to walk the path that Yah has given us. If they don't want to hear it, that's on them. But you got to let them know that's not the path that you should be on, brother. You
right.
should not avenge nor bear grudge against the children of thy people. And it goes on. There's so many things. We should list them on the wall because we're breaking every one of them. Right?
True.
Okay. I'm going to stop because
okay.
I'm just repeating.
That was good, bro. That was good. Well, let us continue on. Thank you, Cartier. That was very informative. We needed that. We need that double whammy. Chapter 20. We're almost done, brothers and sisters, with this chapter. We won't be done. Let me see. 20. We will be done Monday. because the last chapter will be 27, and we will do 27. I don't know. I hadn't made the decision when I jump over and
you might start. Well read 27 on Friday, all three.
Okay. Thanks for that. I may take, I'll probably take you up on it, Katria, and that'll close out.
Wayikra.
Thank you, Katria. That'll close out Wayikra for us, and we'll be on point. And the Elohim spoke to Moses. So further to the Israelite people, say further to the Israelites people. Anyone among the Israelites or among the strangers residing in Israel who gives all any of his offspring to Moloch shall be put to death. The people of the land shall pelt him with stones. I will set my face against that man and cut him off from among his people, because he gave of his offspring to Moloch, a god of the Canaanites, and so defied my sanctuary and profaned my holy name. If the people of the land should shut their eyes to that man, they should ignore it. Don't pay no attention deliberately when he gives of his offspring to Moloch, and should not put him to death, I myself will set my face against that man and his kin, and I will cut off from among their people both him and all who follow him in going astray after Moloch, those who are simply ignore it and see it and don't straighten it. I'm going to deal with him. I'm going to deal with y'all too. If any person turns to ghosts, I told you those old ghost stories, familiar spirit, and goes astray after them, I will set my face against that person and cut him off from among the people. And you're going to find that out with King Saul. Okay? Now, King Dawood couldn't put his hand on King Saul the Anointed, because the King Dawood said, I can't touch an anointed, even though he was anointed. He said, I can't touch another anointed, but the Most High could. He said, I will set my face against that person and cut him off from among his people. You should sanctify yourselves and be holy. That's requirements and codification for that. For I am Yah, I am your Elohim, I am the coach. You shall faithfully observe my laws. I am the Elohim. I, the Elohim, make you holy. Ain't nothing that's going to make you holy. Ain't no holy water. Ain't no holy goats. Ain't no holy nothing going to make you holy but me. Okay? If anyone insults his father or mother, he shall be put to death. You know, you got a little cheer right now. I am on TV. Shut up, bitch. What? And they think that's funny. They put it on TikTok. He shut up, bitch. And we think that's funny. And then small wonder why we as a community, we are laughing stock among nations. And we are a hot mess. And we crazy as we want to be. And we let this slide. But any man or woman that's insults his mother before me, I don't find that laughable. I don't find when a son or daughter mistreat, abuse, and disrespect his father or mother, I don't find that's a laughing matter. And the Most High doesn't also. Okay? And he goes on to say, if anyone insults his father or mother, he shall be put to death. Has insulted his father and mother. His blood guilt is upon him. If a man commits adultery with a married woman, committing adultery with another man's wife, the adulterer and adulteress shall be put to death. If a man lies with his father's wife, it is the nakedness of his father that he has uncovered. The two shall be put to death. Their blood guilt is upon them. If a man lies with his daughter-in-law, both of them shall be put to death. They have committed incest. Your daughter-in-law is committing incest. Go ahead, Cartrell.
We read about this earlier, uncovering your father's nakedness and your mother's nakedness, and now we're reading the penalties. just the penalty phase of all these things that y'all told us not to do. If you don't honor your father and mother, you curse them, you're going to die. If you commit adultery with another man's wife, you're going to surely be put to death. So he's bringing the judgment part now, because he already warned us the things we shouldn't be doing, and he didn't tell you what was going to happen if you did. So you're going to be cut from your people. But now he's showing you the judgment part of these laws.
And I'm going to tell you something. And I'm going to tell y'all something, brothers and sisters. Don't let Katria and Young Soup be taking a walk. And we come upon a little boy calling his mama bitch. He ain't going to call her bitch no more. I can tell you that. In the land, we're going to put a wrap to that. We're going to wrap up all that nonsense. Don't let Young Soup, Katria, Abby, y'all be walking, taking a walk, a walk together, just chit-chatting. And some little boy right out, you bitch! That's the last bitch he gonna call his mother. I can assure you, in our land. See, we
yeah,
got yeah. Go ahead.
When we was growing up, we never heard that. I know
no.
I didn't.
No,
none
I didn't
of my
need.
Friends ever came out their face with a curse. Matter of fact, my friends used to smoke, and when we seen somebody mother, they would put the cigarettes down. Hello, Miss Johnson. Hi, Miss Smith, or whatever. We had that respect back in the days when somebody parent walked by. No cursing,
right.
No smoking. We act like we was angels.
Right.
And
see, and
when they were gone, then we went back to what we was doing.
Exactly. And thing about that, see, we got to put a stop to this nonsense, Cartrell. We can't put a stop to it in the land of our enemies. But when we certainly get back, to the land, that's a wrap. That's OV. And
part of the problem, though, is that these young women don't know how to raise their children. They're raising them like they're their friends. They're not teaching them to honor them. They're allowing their children to call them by their first name, and they're talking to them. Mothers are talking to their children like they're their friends, and they're cursing at their children.
Yeah.
Like my mother never cursed at me. So, I mean, children are like recorders. They pick up what you give them. And if you give them bad counsel, bad parenting, it's going to come back on you.
Exactly. Now, you shouldn't curse your children. And you should get on their behind. You can reprove them. You ain't got to curse them and call them out their name or call them less than. But like I said, if Cartrell, Aviar, and Yum Soup were taking a walk down the road, a nice summer walk, and a little boy run out of house, call his mother bitch, his mother ain't got nothing to do with it. Because that's a wrap. I don't care what she was doing in that house with him. But he run about that house talking about, you bitch. I said, Cartrell, who that little boy? Cartrell said, that's so-and-so boy. Who are you calling a bitch? Abby, I said, I think he called his mama a bitch. Well, don't worry about it. He ain't going to call another one. That's for sure. Because she gonna do what the law commands. And that's dead on that. Or she can pack her bags. But you can't stay here. I don't know where you're going, but you're going to get up out of here with that. You take him up out of here. But we're going to deal with your boy. We're going to deal with your daughters. See, that's the problem right now, brothers and sisters. We ain't dealing with our young folks. And then we're trying to, as Cartrell alluded to, we're trying to be their friend. We're trying to hang out. We're trying to be like them. I don't want to be like young folk. I'm not my daughter's friend. I can be friendly toward my daughters, but I'm not my daughter's friends. Don't get it twisted. Because I'll load a boom on my daughters if I need be. I don't cuss them and call them out their name. And I'm not going to stand for them to cuss me. And hey, don't let the shadow, don't never let your shadow hit my door again. I mean it, brothers and sisters. See, you let your kids come and run in your house. You let your children try to manage your house. Then your house is unmanageable. Your house is a hot mess. Because your children are a hot mess. And they come in your house trying to manage your house. And saying anything and doing anything they want to do. But not in my house. And certainly not in the land. Okay? That's a wrap. That'd be the first time and last time. Stop trying to be your children's friend. That you're their parents. You're going to be their parents if they're 80 years old and you're 180. You're still their parents. And they still need to show deference and respect towards you. Don't try to be their friends. You're not their friend. You can be friendly toward them, but you're not their friends. And that's why it says, don't get away, get rid of your father's friends in the book of Proverbs. They ain't your friends, they're your father's friends. It said, don't even get rid of your father's friends. That's not your friend, but that's your father's friends. Don't put your father's friends away. No, they're not your friends, but they were friendly towards your father. So don't even put them away. No, that don't make them your friends, but treat them the same way your father treated them. We need to learn the difference of being friendly toward our children and friends. We're not our children's friends, okay? We can be friendly. We should always be loving, but we're not our children's friends, okay? Contrary, what say you? If you don't say anything, I'm going to continue on.
You said it all, man.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Well, here we go. It's going to really get down to the real nitty gritty now. If a man lies with a male as one lies with a woman, if you're going to lie down with a man like you lie down with a woman, and the two of them have done an abhorrent thing, they shall be put to death. They won't have a parade for you, and you won't lead the parade. Their blood guilt is upon them. If a man marries a woman and her mother, you can't marry the woman and the mama too. Both he and there should be put to the fire. That there be no depravity among you. I can't have that. I'm the coach. If a man has carnal relation with a beast, he shall be put to death. And you should kill the animal too, because you have perverted the animal. Just like Cartrell talking about that ape that killed that woman. He was feeling some sort of way. What you doing around here? Then my woman. You got to get rid of that monkey too. Not only get the monkey off your back, you got to get rid of the monkey too. If a woman approaches any beast to mate with it, you shall kill the woman and the beast too. They shall put it to death. That blood gift is upon them. That blood gift is transferable. If you don't get rid of it, it's transferable.
The Most High was telling us this before, but he wasn't saying it as strong as he's saying it now, is he?
He ain't playing.
It ain't us saying this. It's the Most High saying it. And people
exactly.
think they have a right to sleep with beasts.
Right.
Men sleep with men. Women sleep with women. And I'll marry your mother, your daughter, your aunt, and your girlfriend too.
Give me the poodle and the pink tutu. I marry him. I knock him off. You can't do that. If a man marries his sister, the daughter of either his father or mother, so that he sees her nakedness and she sees his nakedness, it is a disgrace. They shall be excommunicated. In the sight of it, y'all got to get out of here. I don't know where y'all going, but y'all got to get out of here. Don't come back here. And has uncovered the nakedness of his sister. He shall bear his guilt. If a man lies with a woman in her infirmity, her menstrual time, and uncovers her nakedness, he has laid bare her flow. He has exposed her blood flow. Both of them shall be cut off from among their people. You can't be lying like a vampire with some of these women when they're going through their menstrual cycle, with all of these women. You should not uncover the nakedness of your mother's sister or your father's sister, for that is laying bare one's own flesh. They shall bear their guilt. If a man lies with his uncle's wife, or it is his uncle's unnakedness he is uncovered, they shall bear the guilt. They shall die childless. If a man marries the wife of his brother, it is an indecency. It is the nakedness of his brother that he has uncovered. They shall remain childless. You shall faithfully observe all my laws and all my regulations, lest the land to which I bring you to settle in spew you out. The land will turn against you. You shall not follow the practices of the nation that I am driving out before you. For it is because they did these things that I abhor them and said to you, you shall possess their land, for I will give it to you to possess a land flowing with milk and honey. I, Yah, am your Elohim. I am the coach who has set you apart from other people. I've given you instructions to be set apart, to be holy. You shall set apart the clean beast from the unclean, the unclean bird from the clean. You shall not draw abomination upon yourselves through beast or bird or anything which the ground is alive, which I have set apart for you to treat as unclean. No, you can't pray the Holy Ghost over pork chops, okay? You shall be holy to me, for I am holy. I have set you apart from other nations to be mine. I'm the coach. A man or woman who has a ghost or familiar spirit shall be put to death. If any of you into that witchcraft or sorcery, and people know about it, you will be put to death. They shall be pelted with stones, and their blood gifts shall be upon them. Why you, Sister Ruby, call me, I can tell you my future. You better not go back. You better not go back to the land with us, because I'm going to tell you this. We don't know your future. You ain't got to make a call. You ain't got to make a call. We ain't got to make a call to you. I can predict what's going to happen. You call me and I tell you what's going to happen. I'm going to tell you first quarter what's going to happen. You go back to the land with us. This ain't no prediction. This is a fact. And you got a familiar spirit on you. You got some witchcraft and sorcery on you. I'm going to tell you first quarter. It's a wrap. Cottrell, what say you, my brother and friend?
Yeah, so this chapter thoroughly answers Jerry's question that he asked yesterday about the other nations. We cannot follow, what do you say, after the manner of the other nations. Why? Right. He said, and ye shall be holy unto me, for I am Yah, am holy, and have chosen you from other people that you should be mine. Now, we didn't make the choice. The Most High made the choice.
Right.
If other nations want to be with us, they have to do what we do, how we do, like we do. Otherwise, you can't be with us.
And when we do it. Okay.
Right. But we cannot be like the other nations. That's what Yah is telling us. We cannot be like the other nations because he chose us to be holy. He didn't say righteous. He said holy. That's why we can't eat what they eat or do what they do. Because he didn't choose them to be holy like us. They can be righteous, or they could join us as a nation in serving Yah. But we can't do what they do.
Exactly. There's a big difference. As Cartier said, they can be righteous, but they can't be holy.
But in the same message that Yah's given us, because this is the thing that abhors Yah. He said, this is what these other nations are doing, and it abhors me. So the other nations should take a hint from this, right?
Exactly.
We doing this, we better stop it too, because we pissing off the Creator.
But if you're doing that, and if you're having sex with your woman on her menstrual cycle, you better stop it. If you laying, Joe and Jack laying down together, you better stop it. If Jill and Janice laying down together, you better stop it. Because you get back to the land, and you don't stop it, we're going to stop you. You better believe it.
And you know they're going to have a grudge because we bring in Yah's message. But in this chapter, it says don't hold a grudge against your brother. We only delivering Yah's message. And don't hold a grudge against us because these ain't our words. They are very strong words. And these words bring order to mankind. These words bring order to mankind.
Exactly.
And all mankind needs to be following these rules and regulations.
Truth be told, Cartrell. Truth be told. Well, Cartrell, that was a very intensive. I mean, intensive. I mean, archaeology find study session right there. If you didn't know, now you know. Fellas from New York City said that. And now we're saying it on the Real Talk. If you don't know, now you know. And if you don't know, now you know. Okay?
Well, we almost forgot how severe Yah could be because we read the prophets and he laid out our rap sheet. And he totally embarrassed us in laying us out. He said, y'all had your legs open to everybody that come by. It's like, wow, that's how you describe us, Yah? But in these chapters, he's letting you know he's not playing. He's going to bring this judgment, and he wants us to follow his order because he is Yah. He chose us. We didn't choose him. And if we don't follow what he says for us to do, we're in trouble, plain and simple.
And if you think you're going back to the land, doing whatever you want to do, when you want to do it, how you want to do it, you're sadly mistaken. Let me bust your bubble. That's not going to happen. You better believe it. If you think about going back with us to the land, And you thinking about, you want to do what you want. Oh, I like that little goat over there. I'm going to take him home and he's going to be my wife in the land. Oh, I like that fella. He look good. I like that girl. I'm a girl, but I like it. And I don't care what Yam Su said. You bring your behind back and see what's going to happen. You're going to find out what's going to happen. Okay? It's going down. Because you're not going
to. I don't think they're going to make it that far. Y'all's not going to allow the wicked to return to the land.
Exactly.
Just like we lost our lives in the wilderness because we wasn't following instructions. They didn't make it. They got to the border. I guess I'm getting ahead, but
yeah,
they didn't make it.
But we're saying this. Okay, let's say this, Dean. If that's what you do, I was suggesting to you, if you want to go back home with us, you better stop it. And you better believe it. You better stop it, and you better stop it now. And I don't care what America said. I don't care what Australia said. I don't care what Canada said. I don't care what France said. I don't care what nobody says. Because he's the coach. All right, Cartrell, my brother and friend. Let's go
to one more thing.
Okay, go ahead, brother.
For the people in church that tell you that they're holy and sanctified, refer them to this chapter and ask them, do they qualify according to this list of things that the Most High laid out as far as being holy? Do you know what holy means? This is what holy means right here. Are you follow this criteria here, then I say you're holy. If not, don't tell me you're holy and you sanctify.
Because you ain't. You ain't. You ain't. Okay. Cartrell, let's move right along to our next study session out of the book of the Psalmist.
Yes. The book of Psalms 114. They don't tell you who the author is, but he reminds us of our history and who we are. Praise Yah, hallelujah.
Praise Yah.
Psalms 114. When Yisrael went out of Mizraim, the house of Yaakov, from a people of a strange language. Yehuda was his sanctuary, and Yisrael his dominion. The sea saw it and fled. Jordan turned back. The mountains skipped like rams, and the hills like lambs. What aileth thee, thou sea, that thou fleest? Thou Jordan, that thou turnest back? You mountains, that you skip like rams, and you hills like lambs. Tremble, O earth, at the presence of Yah, at the presence of the Elohim of Yaakov, which turned the rock into a standing water and the flint into a fountain of waters. Praise Yah. I just want to make a little comment on that because I'm looking on YouTube at the news around the world, and they're showing rock slides, mountain slides, and landslides. And when you see these rock slides, mountain slides, landslides, it looked like water. The rocks looked like water, just like this. He said, which turned a rock into a standing water and a flint into a fountain of water. You know, a flint is a hard rock. But when a mountain, when you get landslides, that flinty rock, it looks like water when it moves. There's been a lot of it around the world where there's been a lot of landslides, a lot of flooding, a lot of volcanic activity, earthquakes, storms of biblical proportion. It's mind-blowing. And it only means that the presence of Yah is getting closer. The earth is trembling.
Well, I had to compare with you on that, Cartrell. The earth is trembling. Well, Cartrell, my dear brother and friend, you have any more commentaries before we get ready to get out of here?
Just to take the Most High seriously for what he has laid out in the scriptures. They say the Old Testament is done away with, but as we study what's in it, we see that it's very logical, very reasonable, very orderly. If you follow the order of it, you would have peace. We wouldn't be fighting for justice if men didn't steal and gave out just balances. If you took care of the fatherless and the widow and the homeless and the stranger and you treated people not like strangers but like brothers. If you walked and had love for your brothers and not hate and revenge and holding grudges, These things, we got to get a rape, get outside of us. We have to get right with the Most High. So it's an internal battle that we have, because all those ailments that we've read about, we have as a people. How we treat each other, how we deal with each other, we got to make a change within ourselves. So we have a chance, because the judgment ain't here yet, but judgment is on the way, and people are suffering. And we're trying to show where the light is at the end of the tunnel. And the only way you're going to get there is by obedience to the Most High. That's all he requires for us to obey him.
Truth be told, Gartrell. Truth be told. Well, thank you, fellow students, for studying right along with us. And here's why it's imperative. And we always said, don't lean to your own understanding. Gartrell and Yom Suf is not telling you what we feel, think, but we're telling you what the Most High says. So if you got angst, you got Anna, take it up with Yah. Don't take it up with Cartrell and I. Take it up with Yah. I mean, you could read right along with us without adding anything to it or taking anything away from it. So that's why we always suggest to you that the Most High direct and order your steps and lean not to your own understanding. Why? Because our thinkers are broken. All of us. We have to know what makes us holy. Following what the coach said. Not what Yom Suf says. Not what Cartrell says. And not what you said. Following what the coach says makes you holy. And he laid it out to you pure and simple. What makes you holy and sanctified. And what you can't do. What you can do. So if you question that in regards to Cartrell or Yom Suf, you're not questioning us. You're questioning Yah and take it up with him. Well, we don't know where you're going, but you're finna get ready to get out of here. You've been studying right along us with us on the Real Talk for Real People show, trying to find solutions, trying to find answers, because we assure you, you won't find it in the land of your enemies. You won't find justice. You won't find right balance. You'll find everything that the Most High said you shouldn't do. And they'll even let you lead the parades. But if you want to please the Most High, you need to take these studies seriously and take them to heart. Anything else, it's going to work against you. We love you. May the Most High bless you. Thank you again, Cartrell. And yes, we're out of here. May the Most High bless you. And shalom.
We're broken people now. We're burning now. So cold and bleeding now. Gonna let you down. We're broken people.
I won't never be nothing, ain't that something? I've risen from the bottom, I got him, eyes on the prize, and inside him, damn right I overcame. Y'all know the name, we similar but never been the same. Everybody, yeah, they know the name, right now. I'ma make it somehow, make it some way. Yeah, you know we gon' get it today, like I'm all on my own now. But won't ever let you down, won't let you down,
down, down.
Yes, I've been through it, they know I do it for the people I'm fighting, so we be equal for my son and my sequel, and anybody who listening in they system like venom, I get in them and spread viciously, this is
we're
me.
We're broken people now.
Giving it every part of myself on the real, you would think I'd be asthmatic. Allergic to your bullshit, yeah, that's right, I done had it. Real all the time, if you rep it, get it, cat it right now. It's right here, a vibe right now. I am too alive right now, I'm alive right now. Come on, feel the vibe right now. Feel the vibe.
vibe.
Feel the vibe.
Feel the vibe.
Yes, I've been through it. They know I do it for the people I'm fighting, so we be equal for my son and my sequel. And anybody who listening in they system like venom, I get in them and spread viciously. This is me.
We're broken people now. We're burning now. So cold, I'm bleeding now. Gonna let you down. Broken, we ain't beaten. There's no glory in defeat. We won't fall into the cracks between our streets. We're broken people now.